You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Just days after rebels in Colombia announced turning in the last of their cache of weapons over to international observers, the Vatican announced details of Pope Francis's trip to the war-torn nation. It will be his 20th apostolic journey abroad and sees him visiting four cities, starting his trip in the Colombian capital of Bogotá on September the 6th, followed by day trips to Villavicencio, Medellín and Cartagena. It's a crucial time in the country as it strives to overcome over five decades of internal conflict and achieve reconciliation. The Apostolic Nuncio to Colombia, Archbishop Ettore Balestrero, told me that Colombians see Pope Francis as a friend who is coming not only to encourage them on their path to reconciliation and peace, but to affirm them in their faith and stand with them at this crucial moment in their country's history. Are the people of Colombia ready to welcome Pope Francis?
They are not just ready, they are enthusiastic to welcome Pope Francis. A pope is coming to Colombia after 31 years. The last visit of the pope was in 1986, Pope John Paul II. And Pope Francis is considered to be a friend of Colombia, a friend who is coming to encourage people. He's coming as a pilgrim, a pilgrim of hope, a pilgrim of faith, a pilgrim of reconciliation. So I would say there is a high expectation all over the country, and I think people are extremely happy to receive him, honored of his visit, and ready to show him, I would say, the warmth and the hospitality and also the effectivity and the effectiveness of these people.
The motto of his trip is, let's take the first step, and that means many things. Of course, the eyes of the world are on the ongoing peace process, but his journey is very much a pastoral one as well. He's coming to affirm his flock in their faith. What are they expecting from him?
He is considered to be the friend who can help to take a step, as you said, towards God and therefore towards our brothers. So we will insist on the importance of taking the step of donating love, of building bridges. And this step is, first of all, a step towards Christ. Colombia, in the end of the day, is the seventh country in the world as far as the number of Catholics is concerned. The Pope, therefore, will strengthen awareness that Christ is close to each Colombian person, that faith is not an antique, nor, let's say, the illusion of those to whom all hope has been robbed. But Christ is rather the source of freedom. Christ is the source of happiness. He is the only one who can give full meaning to the life of Colombian people. And therefore, in this perspective, the Pope also will encourage to take a step towards their brothers, to look at their brother with new eyes, eyes full of hope, to share love and to share respect inside the families, in the villages. The Pope presumably will invite not to fall and to avoid corruption and to avoid polarization. He will invite, will teach us how to balance truth and mercy in the construction of the new country. Because a truth without mercy is not Christian, because that doesn't take into account the concrete existence of the person. But also, I would say, a mercy without truth is not Christian, because that doesn't take into account the dignity of the human person. Therefore, the Holy Father will help and will guide us in striking this balance and in building up a society which is effectively respectful of God and respectful of man.
You use the word truth and reconciliation, and truth is certainly necessary for reconciliation. The Catholic Church in Colombia has been a pillar so far in this journey. What do you think he's going to tell his brother bishops? Is he going to thank them for the work they've done? Is he going to encourage them to continue in this very important and difficult process?
I think exactly that he will invite, I presume, the bishop and the church in Colombia to be close to its people, to share their hopes and their sufferings, to take them in their hands and to take them to God with the example of life and with the teaching of the church herself. Just like it was done by the parish priest of Armero and by the bishop of Arauca. They will be both beatified by the Pope in Villa Vicencio as martyrs. They have been killed in Odium Fide, as we say. The parish priest of Armero could be defined as the saint of forgiveness because he died while was forgiving those who were killing him. And he said he was happy and thankful to God that he could give his life and his blood, share his blood for Armero, which was his village. So I think this is a very powerful example of how the church is called to lead people with her life, with the life and the witness and the testimony of her members, and with encouragement of their words. As far as, of course, more in general, I think the church is called to build now bridges within society, to help to bridge, to build a new country, an inclusive country, a country which is really respectful of God and of the whole population that composes this country.
Are you hopeful, Archbishop, that this will actually come about?
I think that the future is open. That depends on the Colombian people in the end of the day. So the Pope will, I'm sure, will disseminate his words, his encouragement all over the country. And now it depends on the people to take it on board, to live it, and to reflect seriously on what the Pope says and to live it daily. And this is up to them. I see goodwill, but we will just be able to see it in the near future.
Just one last question, Archbishop. We are witnessing a huge emergency in neighboring Venezuela, and I presume it is the church again, the parishes on the borders that are coping with an influx of people. Do you know how they're dealing with it?
Yes, there have been some meetings, for instance, among bishops of Colombia and of Venezuela. The bishops in Colombia have invited their faithful to welcome the brothers from Venezuela, to see in their faces the face of Christ, suffering, hungry, thirsty, and not to consider business their presence here, but rather to see it as an occasion to help them, of occasion to help, an occasion to support. The bishops, especially the bishops at the borders of the country, they want to join in a emergency pastoral plan, which is supposed to provide all kind of needs of first need and also kind of, I would say, juridical help to all the people from Venezuela that are coming and that are arriving in Colombia.
That was the Apostolic Nuncio to Colombia, Archbishop Ettore Balestrero.